I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Every day, about 10 people in the U.S. die from unintentional drowning. To talk about keeping children and teens safe around water is Dr. Keith Borg. He's an associate professor of pediatrics and emergency medicine and a pediatric emergency physician at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Borg, what are the most important actions that we can put in place to keep children and teens safe around water?
First and foremost, swim lessons. You know, knowing how to swim from an early age is the biggest prevention step you can take. The second one is swimming in safe and supervised settings. So swimming at a pool where there's a lifeguard or a supervised beach, those are safe settings. And they also prevent problems before they occur. And if something does happen, you've got resources and a safety net there to take care of you.
And when you talk about swimming lessons for children, what's realistic and practical?
You can start putting kids in the water as young as a couple months. I had both my girls in the water at a couple months. I grew up around the water. I love to play in the water. We live in the low country here in South Carolina. I knew they'd be around water their whole lives. That was very important, that they be comfortable and they be good swimmers. In addition to the supervision we provided, they needed to learn to become good swimmers. And I can't encourage that enough for parents. If parents aren't good swimmers, there's great adult swim lessons. You should learn to be comfortable in the water.
Let's talk about some of the specific risks that exist related to water for kids and teens. First, what about at home? What are we looking for as far as preventative actions that we can do around our home environment?
Yeah, certainly there's a number of different age ranges, right? So you start with little kids, and the bathtub is one of the most dangerous places. And leaving kids alone in a bathtub, even if they can sit up by themselves, even with a few inches of water in the tub, can be very dangerous. They move quickly, they can slip, they can fall, and it doesn't take long for them to have an accident. I mean, you can't go answer the phone in the other room or something like that. You just need to be with them when they're in that kind of setting.
What else as far as the home environment and water prevention ideas that we can do?
Certainly home hot tubs, swimming pools are really dangerous places. And that's actually where most drownings in the age group 1 to 4, which is the leading cause of death in that age group, occur is at home. So those kind of settings where people don't supervise their children or children have access to pools without parents around, so having a fence, having a gate.
What additional words of wisdom can you share about teenagers as far as possible water risks?
They're independent. They're going to start making decisions for themselves. So they need to have a discussion with them. Where are they going to be? What are they going to be doing? Who are they going to be doing it with? Are they going out in a boat with their friends? Can their friends swim? Will there be alcohol in the boat? Things like that, and knowing and understanding what those factors are going into it can help prevent a horrible outcome.
Dr. Borg, tell us about some of the work that you've done out and about in the community related to water safety.
We set up a program with Charleston County Parks, Charleston County EMS, as well as the MUSC helicopter program. And we pulled all of those groups together, and then we did mock training on drowning resuscitation. And actually, what I found out is some of the best providers of CPR and resuscitation that I've ever seen anywhere in the world are our lifeguards at Charleston County Parks. They're phenomenal. But what they haven't done, because they're so good at prevention, is actually transfer those patients to EMS or load them into helicopters or had contact with those portions of the healthcare system. So we were able to provide a lot of education about that chain of resuscitation.
Dr. Borg, thanks for this information about keeping children and teens safe around water.
My pleasure.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.